definition demands that there's a one world government. Now, if you haven't noticed in the Spirit of Prophecy how often and how seriously Sister White talks about the secret societies and some of the characteristics she associates with them, you should, because it's clear that Spirit of Prophecy speaks to these issues. And when Sister White speaks to these issues, over and over again, she refers to a passage found in Isaiah 8. We'd like to start with this passage right now, verse 9 of Isaiah 8. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Now, brothers and sisters, over and over again, when Sister White's talking about spiritualism, the dragon power at the end of the world, she'll refer to this confederacy here that Isaiah speaks about. And this confederacy is none other than this ten-king confederacy that we find in Revelation 17 that's going to rule the world for 1 hour with the beast. But as Sister White uses this passage of Isaiah as one of the keys to bring this information together, she lists certain characteristics about what this confederacy is made up of. Now, confederacy is one of the characteristics of the pagan force. The New Agers and spiritualists will tell you that before the flood, their world was ruled from the mystical Atlantis that dropped into the ocean. But when Atlantis ruled the world before the time of the flood, supposedly the New Agers tell us that it had the world, the then known world, divided up into 10 districts that it ruled the world from. Paganism goes, it takes its history to this tenfold confederacy all the way back to mythically before the flood. And then the first time we see paganism as a kingdom illustrated in Bible prophecy, we see pagan, or the first primary time that it's illustrated as pagan Rome, we see it disintegrate into the 10 kingdoms. And then as we approach the end of the world, we once again see this tenfold confederacy. And if you were seeing the presentation we did on Revelation 17, we referred to a passage in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White says the king, rulers, and governors of this world are represented by the dragon, and she clearly identifies these 10 kings in Revelation 17 as none other than the dragon power, spiritualism. So as we begin this presentation now,